Let's go! Episode 20.
Episode 20. I'm That's nervous. Crazy.
Sebastian's back, baby.
Yeah, I know. And you wanted to do it with Elaine. Low-key, that hurt. I was like, it's her 20th anniversary.
That's true.
I was like, and I want to do it. Like, yeah. I'm going to be honest. Elaine, I love you, girl. But when you were like, honestly, we should take a break. I was like, yeah, of course. Uh-huh. And then I was like, oh, but I might need another week. You're like, oh, that's fine. I'll do it with Elaine. Yeah. I was like,
damn, you see this, like, baby? He hates you.
Like, dang, like, well, you know, I need an extra week. Like, you can't ration around here.
You know what's funny, though? What's people funny? Really like all three of us together.
I know. They That's really crazy. Do vibe with us, which I don't like.
This is the gay guy, straight guy podcast.
Don't get it twisted.
There's no straight girl podcast in the middle.
Elaine, I love you, but yes, I'm hating. I miss her.
I know.
But how you been, Brian? I haven't seen you in a minute.
I'm good. I'm just happy school's over. What about you?
Yes. Yeah, me too, dude.
Tell everybody about your final.
My final.
Your final that was due today?
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was chilling. I was like, I'm done, because I finished 2 out of my 4 finals.
Yeah.
And the day yesterday we were supposed to record, and I go on Canvas and I'm like, what is this, dude? Literally that night I had a final due, and it was a 4-part final, and it took me 2 hours. 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours. I was fed up.
And you had also, a long day today too. Oh, so you and I have gotten like. Any sleep?
I have not. I've been up since 6. I actually haven't gone home since 6. It's what? It's 10.
10 in Phoenix time.
It's 10 in Phoenix time. And I'm exhausted. So I went to work in the morning, and I went to a friend's graduation.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
That's a long day, though.
It has been a long day.
So you didn't even, like, change in the middle?
No.
It's a nice fit.
It's a little cute, little Venom shirt.
For the people, he's wearing a Venom shirt.
And I feel very good today. I feel very confident. Yeah. I feel very good. I think it's because school ended.
Low-key, after school ended, I just felt like shoulders just, oh, I feel good. I feel amazing.
And you're a science major, so.
Yeah, it's tough. I already got my schedule for next semester.
Really?
It's better than this semester.
I already have 2 classes.
This semester, I had like 8 a.m. classes, so I had to wake up like at 7, and it's like a 30-minute drive just to get over there. And I had to leave like at 7:20, but now I have like 9 a.m. classes, and I only have one lab, so I'm fine. I'm Gucci.
Yeah, I have 2 classes. I'm good. And I get my associates.
You don't want to do any summer classes?
No, yeah. I'm tired.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, no, I'm...
I understand, yeah.
I'm over it.
It's understandable. But I was thinking about it, too. I was like, should I do summer classes? But no, I was like, nah, no, I need a break.
Do. Don't... Like, yeah, you want to finish quick, but don't push it. You know what I mean? But
shout out to all the other people out there that are graduating and got their bachelor's. It's heartbreaking for us.
It is. Because
we want it already.
I know. Like, I'm still working towards my associates, and I already see people having their bachelor's. Yeah. And I'm like, but I can't get into that mentality.
Yeah.
Because it's going to bring me down.
You just got to remember, like, you took a little break. That was for your, like, own mental health.
It was for my mental health.
Yeah, it's fine.
Damn.
Much needed.
Struggling, but I missed you, Brian. I literally have not seen him in a while.
It has been like
three weeks, you guys. It's been a minute.
Nah, bro, that finals week really messed me up. I was like, I think the day before my finals, I was legit like stressing. I was like, oh my god,
yeah. School, I don't talk to you when you're in school, though.
Nah,
we don't talk that much because you're very like, I'm in school.
That's why I like the podcast, because it does keep us like talking
connected, yeah,
even when we have school and stuff. Damn, 3 minutes in and we haven't even talked about that topic.
Yeah. No, but that's good. We're catching up.
Hey, well,
but no, but Brian needed 2 weeks and I needed 3. I'm going to talk about this a little more. Like a minute.
Uh-huh.
So Brian messages me. He's like, dude, he's like, you know what? Like, finals week, we're struggling, whatever. He's like, I need 2 weeks. And I was like, dude.
Oh, it's because I finished a week early from you.
Yeah. So he's like, I need 2 weeks and I'm good. And I was like, cool. I was like, I need 3 weeks. I was like, can we not do the podcast those 3 weeks?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll do an episode with Elaine.
And after the 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, after his break was done. So I was like, that's mean. Like, that was mean.
It broke your heart.
Low-key, our TikToks do good with her, though.
I know. I think it's just, like, a good combination, all of us.
I think it is. Like, the TikTok that got a lot, kind of a good use was the one that, where y'all were complimenting me.
Oh, yeah, the Sebastian
Christian. I love that video. I think it's because, I'm a narcissist.
He is a narcissist.
So,
yeah.
Compliment me and I'm good.
I just like the part where I was like, I appreciate you being gay, so I could tell people that you're my gay best friend.
Yeah, you're my straight best friend. Yeah. But it's so funny. Wait, did you say gay best friend or gay friend?
My gay best friend.
Okay, that's
I would say gay best friend.
Yeah, that's right. dude, but low-key, people are coming for us lately.
Really?
Yes. Why? Don't you see the comments? I'm like, damn, it's a podcast. Like, it's really not that serious. Like, go bash on these misogynist men. Like, we just chill. Like, don't be mean.
We did have a YouTube comment. You want to talk about that one?
What was it, the one that he said cringe?
Yeah.
I'm like, We know, you guys, we're not dumb. We know we're cringe.
Yeah, we know
our conversations are cringe. But our vibe is so amazing. Like, fuck y'all.
It had me weak, though, when they said cringe. I was like, it's whatever. That's why I do it.
Literally, like, why are you mad? It's
like, these nuts jokes are legit cringe, and I know that.
100%. Hell yeah, I'm glad you know. But wait, anyway.
Okay. Now, we should talk about that one YouTube comment that we saw a while back. So, there was a video that we posted on YouTube, and it was on our TikTok as well. Well, we were talking about if you don't like our podcast, you're most likely homophobic.
As a joke.
As a joke. And this one guy just commented and he was like, your podcast is probably just bad. That's why nobody's listening. And I was like, hey.
And your comeback was good, though.
It's because I went on his YouTube channel and he had like a YouTube. His first YouTube video ever was like an Apex speech.
Right.
And I was like, just focus on your Apex speech, bro. Don't worry about us. And then he was like, well, being gay isn't a talent. And then
something like that.
And then he talked about how he has like edits that are actually take talent.
And then what did you say? You're like,
I looked at his subs and I was like, bro, you only have 10 subs.
We have over 200.
You're really talented.
Yeah, I was like, he was like, we only have over 200, which is a flex. Yeah. Dude, we made it far. Like, okay, and I love y'all. But being gay is a talent.
Yeah.
It really is because not everybody can do what gay people can do. Not a lot of people can endure what we endure. Yeah. But whatever.
Order?
Did I say that?
I don't know.
Dude, there's been times where I listen to a podcast and I sound like...
Like
sleep. My words don't come out the way I think they do.
Yeah. It's tough.
It's annoying.
Like, it happens to me too. I think it happens to Elaine a lot.
It does, dude. Elaine, girl, I love you again, but...
I tell Elaine, I'm like, baby, you have to talk a little bit louder. It's tough.
That last podcast, I was very self-conscious, so I'm really trying not to be loud. Yeah. I'm trying not to be annoying, but...
Nah, it was a good episode.
I feel like that's me, so, like, deal with it.
You gotta do you.
That's true.
What's
See, the fame is changing me.
You said the 600 people on TikTok.
Yeah. Dude, we went from 500 to 600 in a matter of days.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was crazy, y'all.
People really love us.
No, I love y'all. We should put this little section where we're like, thank you to our TikTok people.
Hey, shout out to everybody that's been listening to us, like, legit. Honestly, yeah. Because I think we've been getting more people listening to us on the podcast since the TikTok as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, yeah, it's increased again.
Yeah. Thank God. Shout out to y'all. We're not on, like, crunchy 22 anymore.
Thank
y'all. We went from 100, 22.
To 40 now.
It's not bad, like, 40. What's it called? I do want to ask you one more thing before
we get about to hit the 10-minute mark. So you better wrap it up.
Okay. So you know how there's going to be a Percy Jackson series coming out?
Uh-huh.
So, in the TV show, they casted Annabeth as an African-American actor. And people are getting
black,
mad.
As a black, black girl, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, in the books, she's actually white. She has blonde hair, all that. And a lot of people are getting mad.
Mad. Twitter was on
They were going crazy. And, like, I kind of understand it. Because, you know, you grew up always picturing her as white, blonde hair. Like, I understand that.
Right.
Because... I also remember when I was first watching the Percy Jackson movie, because I watched the movies before I watched read the books. Grover, in the books, he's actually like a white kid with orange hair. But in the movie, he was played by, what's his name?
I don't know his name.
Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael G. Jordan, whatever. Yeah, remember?
I don't know.
Yeah, but he's African American.
Yeah,
and that's what I was thinking when I was reading the books. I was like, oh, he's black. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of disappointed seeing him white.
I didn't really matter because when books go into movies, they change everything.
Yeah, that's true.
And not even that, but Rick Riordan, he's the one in charge of the casting.
Yeah.
So it's his book. It's his movie. It's his things. I don't mind it. I actually really like it.
I don't care about it.
100%. Yeah. Like, it's not about the skin color. It's about the talent. I just want to see some good acting.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be cringe. I want it to be good.
Me too.
That's it. But for all of y'all hating, like, y'all doing the most.
Low key, I think it does like have racist undertones if like you're making a big deal about it, like, oh, I'm not even gonna watch it.
Right, like, I get your point of view, like, oh, well, my notion was that she was white because of the books.
Yeah.
But like, this is different, you know, it's like, people do
it's
the
live action, you gotta deal with it.
But hashtag Percy Jackson series.
Hey, let's go, Percy Jackson.
I'm excited. We need to have a podcast of our favorite. Speaking of books, have you read the book I gave you?
I read like 5 pages in that.
Brian, no, I'm gonna be mad.
No, it's because Elaine called me when I told her I'm reading the book. Elaine called me right when I told her I was reading the book.
Oh my gosh, Elaine, this is your fault.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Stop.
I'm gonna read it.
Please
read it.
Do.
You know what I need to do? I need to take like a, what's those little bags called? The plastic bags?
I don't know. Plastic bags?
Is it just called that?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, you know when you do like go on a trip or something, you put like snacks in there or something? Like nuts in the bag?
A Ziploc bag?
Yeah, that Ziploc bag. I should take a Ziploc bag and take it to work so like it doesn't get all dirty.
Please just read it. I'm begging you.
I'll read it.
Okay,
10 minutes in.
Minutes in, y'all. And we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, sure.
So we need a real...
All right, guys. So the topic for today's episode is our top 10 lyrics.
I'm excited.
Can I guess your artist?
My two top... Okay, yeah.
How many do you have? Six?
I have like three artists.
Three artists? Okay. Miley Cyrus.
100%.
Ariana Grande.
No.
Nicki Minaj.
No.
Lana Del Rey.
Yes.
Let's see.
We're going to talk about Lana Del Rey. Yeah. It's called the Lana Del Rey podcast.
What else is there?
You don't know Muna. I have Muna.
Nah, I don't know. That's it. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's it.
All right. I think I have some Mariah Carey. I don't know.
All right, you started off.
No, I'm scared.
Let me go first. I have it up in here.
Do you want to do 1-1-1-1?
Yeah, we'll do 1-1-1. Let's see.
How unprepared.
I have it right here.
That's what I did too. Yeah. Oh, we are best friends. Okay, go.
Okay. So for one of mine, it's a funny one, and it's from J. Cole, where he raps in Fire Squad, I think it's it. Yeah, it's Fire Squad. He says, "Watch Iggy win a Grammy as I try to crack a smile. I'm just playing, but all good jokes contain true shit." And that's like my favorite, because every time I get in an argument with somebody and like they make a joke, and like they're like, "I'm just joking though." I'm like, "All good jokes contain true shit." That's what I always tell Elaine.
Whoa. That's true. Because people are like, "I'm just kidding." But every joke has some truth to it.
Yeah. Especially like these Mexican people out here.
Oh, 100%. If someone calls me fat and they're like, "I'm joking," I'd be like, "No, you're not."
I'm a Juan, hijo.
Not the PTSD. Okay, J. Cole.
Yeah.
Gross.
And J. Cole's good.
I'm going to get dragged for saying that, but okay. No, yeah, J. Cole's good.
People are going to be like, "Who's Lana Del Rey?"
Oh, we're fighting. No, we're fighting. We're fighting. Lana Del Rey is more popular than J. Cole, though.
I don't know. I'd say they're both the same.
Nah, because this is going too fast.
I know, they add up.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to go backwards. Okay, no, I'm going to go this way. I really like this. Okay, this is really short.
Oh, okay.
So this is an unreleased song by Lana Del Rey.
Oh, really?
So hopefully we don't get sued.
Yeah.
But it's on YouTube, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
And it's called Serial Killer.
Oh.
And it says, "Just have fun, want to play you like a Game Boy. Uh-huh. I don't want one, what's the thrill of the same toy?"
Oh.
And I love that because it's pretty much saying, like, I want to have fun. Obviously, uh-huh. like, whether partying or, like, hooking up with people. And it says, "Want to play you like a Game Boy." And that's, like, a double tendre. It's, yeah. like, you can play a Game Boy or I can play you. Like, I want to play
yeah,
you like a Game
that's
Boy.
That's a good one.
And then it says, "I don't want one. What's the thrill of the same toy?" So yeah. it's kind of like, why do you want to, like, with one person?
I get you.
You know?
That's yeah. a good line, though. I like good. It.
And the way it flows.
Yeah.
So good. Why what did you take it away? I was still reading it.
Oh, my bad. I was just trying to, like...
What would you say?
So I don't have to, like, have a long
no,
pause.
Where I'm looking. Know. What?
I was going to ask, why do you think they didn't release it?
I don't know, but that video has, like, 30 million views.
30 million?
On YouTube.
And it's not and even it's, on Spotify?
It's unreleased.
That's crazy.
It's a good song, yeah.
That's losing money right there. I'd be mad.
Dude.
Okay, another one is from J. Cole again. And this one is just, like, straight up funny for me. It's from No Role Models. "I want a real love, dark skin and Viv love, that Jada and that Will love, that leave a toothbrush at your crib love." It's because that lyric has aged so bad with everything that's been going on with Will and Jada.
That's kind of mean.
But this is like before everybody found out that though.
Aren't they in an open relationship though?
I think so.
Why do you like that lyric?
Just because it's funny, because like it aged so bad. You thought like they were such like in a good relationship.
Brian, not me choosing lyrics that I'm like, it hits, it hurts, it makes me say, like, nah, this lyric is funny.
Nah, it's going to be stop being funny in a bit. It's going to stop
okay,
being funny.
Okay, but are these all male?
Yeah, they're all male. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's nasty. Not even Olivia Rodrigo. You love Olivia Rodrigo.
Nah.
Interesting.
Okay. A lot of people don't know this, but I do like Olivia Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. She has some good songs. They're catchy.
Yeah, she has really good songs. Okay, so mine was Serial Killer. Okay, this one, I think this is a very well-known song by her. It's called Blue Jeans by Lana Del Rey. And it says, "I will love you till the end of time. I would wait a million years. Promise you'll remember that you're mine. Baby, can you see through the tears? Love you more than those bitches before."
Oh.
If I start crying, y'all might know.
Is this a lyric that you always cry to?
Oh, 100%. Here? Like, I literally put the... And, like, the way she sings it, you can feel her pain.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it literally says, "I will love you till the end of time. Don't like, I will wait for you. Yeah. Like, promise you'll still be mine."
Nothing but pain. It's crazy, though, because the only reason I know who Lana Del Rey is because of The Great Gatsby.
Because
that one song. I feel like you're gonna have
Young
that.
Young and right? Beautiful. Yeah. I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it?
It is really good though. It is really good.
That's crazy. And then I remember she was dating A$AP Rocky, mm-hmm. the rapper, and they look good together.
They never confirmed that they were dating.
Yeah, I think it was just like random shoot.
But I'm sure they did.
Paparazzi or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I'm sure they did though.
Okay, so this is a lyric that I grew up with like since I was like 8 years old.
Okay.
It's from SPM, South Park Mexican, and it's in the song I Must Be High. Like every time this like song came on, this is like the first lyric that came on, and I just remembered it. It was like, I'm damned if I'm due, and I'm damned if I don't. Holla fuck the world, my chest full of smoke. I choke on my breakfast, the end of my necklace. And I was just like, oh my God.
I don't get it.
It just goes hard. I don't know.
Wait, let me read it. I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. I like that line. Holla fuck the world, my chest full of smoke. I choke on my breakfast,
the end of my necklace.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, who's that? Who's the singer?
He's South Park Mexican. He's okay, there's like a whole case going on with him. He like legit, I don't know if it's true or not, but I guess he sexually assaulted one of his daughter's friends at a sleepover, and now he's been in jail for like 20 years.
Oh, shit.
And he's been releasing some music still while in jail. Oh. I don't know if it's actually true. A lot of people have been saying he got set up,
right?
And that's what's happening. Okay. I don't know. It's just a crazy situation.
Well, God, yeah. God will bless him. Well, I don't know if it's true or not.
I don't know.
Let me not say nothing.
It's a tough situation.
Right. This one's a little long.
Damn, that's a long one. I got a long one too, though.
Okay. This one,
It's also from Lana Del Rey?
This is Miley Cyrus.
Oh, it's Miley Cyrus?
Okay. I was reading it because I don't have the name on there. Okay, so this is one of her most recent songs.
Uh-huh.
And I hate it, dude. It says, I know that you're wrong for me. Gonna wish we never met on the day I leave.
Ooh.
I brought you down to your knees because they say that misery loves company.
Oh.
It's not your fault I ruin everything, and it's not your fault I can't be what you need. Oh. Baby, angels like you can't fly down here with me.
Oh.
It's literally good.
Is that about her ex-husband?
Her ex-husband. Well, it's literally saying, like I know that you're wrong for me, but like... And then I love this one that says, gonna wish we never met on the day I leave. Yeah. So it's pretty much saying that's like, when I leave, I'm gonna wish we never met.
Yeah.
And that hits.
Do you wish they were still together?
No.
No,
because he was very toxic to her.
Yeah.
So I noticed on the podcast that when I turn, it looks like I have no neck. And I don't like that.
Someone's going to be like, what the heck?
I have a neck.
Yeah.
I promise. But
you're like, I have a neck as long as Candace from Phineas and Ferb.
Ew, stop it. That's gross. But yeah, I love that line. Gonna wish we never met. Because personally, you know, with O, with S, I feel like, when I officially was like, nah, we're done, I was like, I wish we never met.
Mm.
But sometimes I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, though. But what's your favorite, like, line from it?
From this
verse? Like, specific line.
I don't relate too much to that one because I really think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
But I would say, because they say that misery loves company.
Yeah.
Which I think is very true. Because, like, when one thing goes wrong, there's never one thing that goes wrong.
It's always
something. It's always multiple.
Yeah.
So it's like misery loves company.
It's like a snowball rolling down
it just piles up. You know, I can't believe you have all guys. That kind
all
of
guys?
Makes me upset.
Oh, like, I was like, what? What do you mean all guys? So this is another song. Oh, no, it's not another song. It's a song by Kid Cudi from Pursuit of Happiness.
It's Kid Cudi or Kid Cudi?
Kid Cudi.
It's Kid Cudi because he's ugly. Go ahead.
This is my favorite part because, like, it's a chorus that I always, like, it's like, I don't know, I guess serotonin. Okay. Like, it just makes me feel good. When he's like, crush a bit, little bit, roll it up, take a hit, feeling lit, feeling right. It's just so good.
Oh, so it hypes you up.
It just hypes me up. Like, it's a good song. That's like, ooh. It's never bad. It's never bad. It's always good. And then I'm just going to say the other part because it's from the same song.
Okay, cool.
So he says the same thing. It's like, tell me what you know about dreaming. You don't really know about nothing. It's so good. Like, I don't know. This song is so good. It always gets me, like,
hyped up. It's so funny because the songs you're choosing are very much like, I like it because they get me hyped up.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It's cause I'm a person that really likes to listen to, like, feel-good music.
Right, right.
Not the, like, depressing music. It's not me.
Well, mine's not depressing.
I don't think yours are depressing
not
at
me
all.
Either.
I just think mine are just, like, more, like, chorus. I'm focused more on the chorus.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. But I feel like you're definitely more like smoking and...
It's not even because of that. But
all the songs that you've been mentioning is very much about that, I would assume.
It's like, with my chest full of smoke.
Exactly. But no, I like the ones you've been picking. I'm actually kind of shocked.
Why?
I don't know. I expected something different.
Really?
I did. I really did. I don't know. This one's also by Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. and this one's called High.
Oh.
Speaking of, it goes on. So it says, oh, I'm going to cry.
Really?
I really am. Let me go my eyes real quick. So it says, sometimes I stay up all night because you don't ever talk to me in my dreams. And I think about eventually you're holding me and dancing to the record like a movie scene. Oh. And in my head, I did my very best saying goodbye, goodbye. And I don't miss you, but I think of you and I don't know why.
That's crazy. I like that. It feels like a song that you listen to like in a breakup movie.
Oh, 100%. Dude, I literally, I'd be driving like 60 miles an hour, mm-hmm. windows down with that song full blast.
Yeah.
And just cry while I'm driving.
Well, that's like Dark in Phoenix with skylights on.
The sky, I don't have no skyline. But that's true. Yeah, that song really, wait, let me read it again. Because that was good. No, because you heard the lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Especially the one where it says, I think about eventually you're holding me and dancing mm-hmm. to the record like a movie.
That's really sad. I saw
that's
that.
Really sad. That's really sad. And it says, and in my head, I did my very best saying goodbye. Mm-hmm. I like this part. And I don't miss you.
Oh.
But I think of you and I don't know why.
It's time for you to just randomly put that on Snapchat and your Instagram just to see what people say. Someone's gonna be like, who hurt you?
No, because that's sad. Like, it's literally saying, yeah. I don't miss you, but I just don't know why I think of you.
Imagine, like, after listening to this podcast, people are gonna be like, is Sebastian okay?
Have y'all listened to this podcast? Yes, I'm okay. It's just that really hits because yeah. I resonate that with O
yeah.
a lot. Octopus. Like, yeah.
Octopussy. Octopussy.
He got so scared. Oh, whatever, whatever. Go ahead, go ahead. Okay,
okay. All right, another one of my lyrics is from Eminem, Till I Collapse. Yeah.
I like Eminem. Yeah. Okay, okay.
We're white as fuck, we're saying. Not...
They're going to come for us. They're going to come for us.
It's because, you know, people always say that, like, people that like Eminem, they're white.
Right.
But I think he's just good in general. I just like his music.
Eminem is pretty good.
Yeah. It's another hype song for him. Okay. It's Till I Collapse. You heard of that one, right?
No.
You never?
No.
I feel like you have. It's just like him saying, Till I Collapse, I'm spilling these raps, as long as you're feeling them. It just keeps going on like that, and I'm just like,
right? Oh. No, you're not explaining the lyrics right.
No, it's just hype. That's why, like, that's it.
But like everything, you're just like, it's hype. Well, what's hype about it? Like, read it.
You know what's hype about it?
What?
It's hype.
Oh, right. You're annoying.
I don't know. It's just like he rhymes it so good with everything that's okay. just like it's like a little stop and then rhyme again. Okay. Stop rhyme. This is really good.
Okay.
Just catchy. Good stuff.
So it's just catching. That's why he feels connected to it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's love that. Yeah, for sure. This is Muna.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to see them in October.
Wait, who's Muna?
Muna is a band. Oh, okay. And the reason why Muna is so dear to my heart
yeah.
is because with their debut single, I was there.
Oh, really?
Not there, but like they announced their debut single. I listened to it and I fell in love.
Oh, that's cool.
After their debut.
You went to one of their concerts?
Yeah. So after their debut single, they released their debut album.
Oh.
Loved it. And then they didn't go on tour. And then they released their second album, went on tour, I saw them. And now they're releasing their third album, and I'm going to see them again.
That's
dope. So I've been there literally since the beginning.
What type of music do they do?
They do, it's indie.
Indie?
Okay. It's very underground. Very, very underground. I'm kidding. But
I'm built different.
I've sent them Instagram messages and they've answered.
Really?
Like, I literally have messages.
Are they like that small of a guy?
They're so small.
Really?
But I'm kind of upset because their first album, their first tour was in a bar. Less than 200 people. And it felt so good because it was genuine.
Yeah.
And now it's in a venue that holds over like 500 people.
That's not that bad.
It's not bad.
It's better for them to grow.
Oh, 100%. But yeah. I'm kind of being selfish in the aspect of like, no, I heard them.
That's like
they
us recording a podcast like in a restaurant and then like we grow it more. And they're like, I don't know anymore. They're too popular now.
That's true. I mean, the 600, they give it to me. I got it. Okay, but yes.
Yeah.
This is Muna. Uh-huh. And it's called Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, and at the bar on TV, they were talking about the casualties, 400 and counting. And my only question was, how would you feel if one was me?
Mm.
Would you wish we made love again? Would you want to revisit the marks on my skin? Because the world could be burning and all I'd be thinking is, how are you doing? And it's cute. It's like cute because it's saying like there's an accident and there's people dying. And it's saying like, if that was me. Like, would you wish we made love again?
Yeah.
Because if somebody told me that S died,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, damn. I'm gonna hit it one more time.
No, Sebastian. Damn. No.
Well, if that's true, like, would you, like, I don't know.
You're gonna ask me if I would do that?
Yeah. But I didn't.
We legit record podcasts with my girl.
I know. That's how I stopped myself.
That's funny.
You said it, not me.
Baby, come after him.
But this lyrics, it's not all that, but it does hit because it's like the way it makes you think. Like, yeah, would you want to like revisit my body if like you knew I was gone?
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah. Okay, I have another funny one.
My God, I can't with this depression. Oh, funny depression, funny.
But I don't know, people are gonna be like, how are they friends with
dude,
all this?
Literally though.
Okay. So it's from like a, you should know this song. It's from middle school. It's All Me from Drake featuring 2 Chainz, Big Sean, and it's 2 Chainz part where he starts rapping. I'm from the A to Toronto. We let the metal go off. And my dick so hard to make the metal detector go off.
Ew.
That's that sauce. That's that dressing. Cheap on cheap.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay. I like lyrics like that. Yeah. Like when they play, like, I don't know, it's funny.
Yeah. I was in middle school and I remember always hearing that part. I'm like, oh, my dick so hard to make the metal detector go off. I'm like, oh, damn.
And you thought it was the biggest thing in the world.
I thought it was just funny.
I love that. Do you remember middle school?
Yeah.
The biggest music was Panda.
Oh,
Panda,
yeah.
Panda. And then which one was really popular, too?
They what does play the it? Fox say?
Yes.
They play that song even in class.
Right. And then ain't nobody got time for that. Goddamn.
Who else was popular? I know Justin Bieber was still popular.
There was a song that always... I think it was Mac Miller.
Mac Miller? Oh, Michael Moore. Thrift Shop.
Thrift Shop. How did it go?
I don't know.
But it was that one,
I
yeah.
got $28 in my pocket.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay, this one is... Okay, this is one of Muna. This is one of their most recent single.
Cheap on Cheap.
Let's see. What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what part of the lyrics were. Oh, Cheap on Cheap.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't even know. Nice. Bless you. Watch me sing again.
Do it. Nice.
Oh, my God.
Givenchy?
If you're going to be like, what is he talking about?
I know. For y'all listening on the Spotify, go watch the video. Okay, so this is Anything But Me.
Mm-hmm.
It says, oh, I love this part. It says, go ahead and hate me as long as you need to. Go ahead and break me a piece of your mind. Mm-hmm. Say I always had 1 foot out. Baby, I got 2 now.
Oh.
Good thing I've never been afraid of a goodbye.
Oh.
Right? Ooh. That's good. Dude, Muna be rapping some good shit. And in the way, like, it's, you guys have to understand that my lyrics, I don't know about yours, but my lyrics, it's not just the words. It's the way the singer sings them.
And are you thinking about scenarios every time with the lyrics too?
Oh, dude, all the time. But this one's really good because I like how it says, it's like, yeah, tell me what you're mad about.
Mm.
But, like, I don't care. Like, I'm out.
I'm out of you already. Like, you like that one meme where the guy's just putting his fingers up and he disappears?
Oh, yeah. Do you have any people of color on your singers? Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, they're all African-American. Right. Or Mexican, yeah.
Nice.
No, white people. No, just kidding.
I had all white people, but I do listen to people of color music.
Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. I don't think you would expect me to have this.
By who?
Guess. It's one of my favorite rock bands.
Imagine Dragons?
No. I wasn't expecting that. They're from like the 70s and 60s.
Oh, Blink.
No, that's the 90s.
Damn, I don't know. I'm just naming bands. Paramore?
No, that's 2000s. Damn. What the heck? Damn.
Who?
It's Pink Floyd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I really liked them when I was in middle school.
Nice.
Oh, no, in high school.
They're the ones with the triangle?
Yeah, triangle.
Got it.
It's from the album. And this song is Wish You Were Here from Pink Floyd. And I don't know why this song is always like, this lyric is always in my head. We're just two souls swimming in a fishbowl. And like, he legit sings it so good in the song. Aww. And it's just so like serotonin in my head. Like, it just feels so good. I'm like, that's cute. That's dope.
And you can take that in so many ways. Yeah. It's like two fishes in a fishbowl. Like, you're trapped.
Yeah.
But at least you're with somebody.
Yeah. Like, you got your friend, your family, your girl.
That's cute.
Yeah, I always remember that lyric. It's so good. And, like, it's a long-ass song, too.
Dude, not me having whole essays.
I know.
And you have, like...
just specific little lines.
Yeah, I know. There's another one by Lana.
Mm-hmm.
This is... okay, so this album, I actually want to get tattooed.
Oh, really?
It's called...
Like, the lyrics?
Not the lyrics, but the...
The cover album.
No, actually the words. Okay. So yeah, the lyrics, I guess. It's her album, her best album in the whole entire world. It got me out of my depression in 2019. So good. It's called Norman fucking Rockwell. That's the album. But this song is called Norman fucking Rockwell. And it says, Goddamn Man Child.
Oh, yeah. I remember this lyric.
Yeah. It's going to be weird, but whatever. Yeah. It says, Goddamn Man Child, you fucked me so good that I almost said I love you.
Yeah.
And it says, you're fun and you're wild, but you don't know half of the shit that you put me through.
Oh.
And I like that because, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they make love, they're like, oh, I love you. Mm. It's like, I love this because it's like, I don't love you, but you almost made me say I love you.
Damn.
Like, that's how good it was. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
and
you.
Then it says, like, you don't know half of the shit you have done.
It's a good, like, lyric, especially for you. Good. I feel like it's so.
Oh, it fits.
It fits you like a T. Stop. We need to stop talking about these lyrics.
Keep going. Dude, no, I'm not gonna lie. I actually really did tear up earlier.
Really?
Yeah, I was covering my eyes. Yeah, y'all didn't see it, man.
People are gonna be like, I need to listen to the like, video now.
They're like, so that's just doing the most.
This is another rock band from the 2000s. I want to see if you could guess them.
Paramore.
No. It's another popular one. You should know this one.
That's all I got.
They were in the Simpsons movie in the beginning.
Kids?
No.
Well, I don't know.
The Green Day.
I have no clue who Green Day is.
You never heard of Green Day?
I've heard, but I don't know. I don't know your music. I feel like you're all about rap.
Oh, that's crazy.
But
you know something new about me today. I listen to
rock. Yeah, that's true.
Elaine also said that too. She was like, well, you listen to rock? I'm like, yeah. Not as I used to, but yeah.
Right.
So this is from Boulevard of Broken Dreams from Green Day. And I don't know, this song was always like, it's a kind of depressing lyric. My first depressing lyric.
Finally, dude.
But, like, every time I hear it, I don't get depressed. It's, like, serotonin. It makes me, like, this girl is hard. He says, I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, and I walk alone.
Damn.
I'm like, damn. This man went
ham. Let me read it.
Go ahead.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, and I walk alone. Oh my gosh, what song is this? Green Day?
Yeah, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Is it a ballad?
Yeah, I think that's the chorus.
Okay, I like this. I'm gonna listen to it.
Listen to it.
It's really good. Is that it?
Nah, there's one more, but...
Okay.
Are you done?
No, you're done. No, I'm not.
But are you done with that? I think we still have one more together.
Wow, I have like four more.
Yeah, four more?
It's not that... not that bad. Okay.
32 minutes in, they're like, damn.
I know.
Another 56 minute podcast.
No, it's not. It's not going to pass 45 minutes, yeah. I promise. You know, the last lyrics and this one reminds me so much of S.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
But this one especially, it says, Goddamn man child. You act like a kid even though you stand 6'2".
Oh.
And he was...
He was pretty tall.
He was 6'3".
He's taller than me.
He was 6'3", I remember. And 2 inches. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, what?
And 2 inches tall.
Oh.
I was just messing around.
I thought you were talking about...
No. Oh, no. Goddamn. Oh, no. But I was like, goddamn man child, you act like a kid even though you stand 6'2".
Yeah.
You talk to the walls when the party gets bored of you.
Oh.
But I don't get bored. I just see you through.
Oh.
Why wait for the best when I could have you?
Oh,
and the reason why this specific hits so hard is because, again, he was 6'3", and one time we went to a party, and you know he was used to being the center of attention.
Yeah.
So when we went to this work party, I lost all this weight. Do you remember? And people were like, "Oh my gosh, Sebastian, you look good."
Yeah.
And I was wearing a sweater that he gifted me, and it was yellow and a yellow hat.
Yeah.
And then he looks at me up and down, and he's like, "I don't like your outfit."
Mine, this guy's, we were working together still, and I didn't even know this was going on.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, Sebastian wasn't telling me anything.
Nah, I wouldn't tell him anything.
Yeah.
But
wasn't it still low-key? Like your whole thing? Yeah.
But he literally looked at me and he was like, I don't like how you look. I was like that. And the only reason he said that was because everybody was like, you look so good. I like your sweater. You look so skinny. And that moment really hurt. Because I was like, it literally says like, you get bored when you get bored.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's why I resonate with that one.
I think I just have one more. Let's see. Oh, no, I have two more.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, no, there's no way.
I know, I'm like, what? All right, so guess another band that I like.
Oh, yeah. From what era?
Early 1950s,
1960s. Okay, Queen.
No. It is one of my favorites, but it's not this okay. one.
Kiss?
No.
That's all I got.
It starts with a B.
A B? What's the second letter?
E.
Oh, the Beatles.
Yeah.
So, the Beatles doesn't start with B, it starts with the...
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
And this is from their song, Let It Be.
Okay.
And it starts with, and when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music, Mother Mary, come to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's just like a good chorus. Like, again, it's not even like a hype song at all. It's right. like just a chill song, mellow. And I think every time I play it, I'm just like, I just feel that serotonin again. I just feel good.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I like that transition you made from like rap to like rock. Bands.
I know. You didn't expect that from
me. I didn't. I expected the rap.
Yeah.
But not the...
It's crazy because I was going to put something with Little Baby on here.
Little Baby?
But okay. I couldn't think of like any lyrics that like I'm just like...
Oh, resonated? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I do two since I have 11?
Yeah.
So just to even it out?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one is... So this is also... Damn, I have a lot of Lana in here. They're really going to think I'm depressed. I swear I listen to more people. But this song is called Fuck It, I Love You.
Mm.
And it says, went through my hair, you blew my mind. And if I wasn't so fucked up, I think I'd fuck you all the time. I really do. It's killing me slowly. Fuck it, I love you.
Trying to fuck me? I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ. You ain't gonna get this, man. But I like this lyrics because it says, like... It goes both ways. Like, if I wasn't so fucked up, I think I'd fuck you all the time. It's like, if I wasn't so messed up in the head, or, like, if I wasn't so messed up with you. Like, if you didn't fuck me up so
bad. Does Lana deal with a lot of mental health issues?
Oh, yeah. Dude. Her lyrics literally say... Like, there's some of her lyrics that say... I'm dating like 40-year-old men older than me. Like they're abusive or like they're drug addicts. And then she's like in her music, she's begging them for to stay. That's why when she got famous, a lot of people hated on her and say that she was giving you a bad image. Because again, she's begging men to stay with her. She's saying, if you do not stay with me, I will go crazy. And like that's not healthy.
Yeah.
But same. But okay, so this is the second lyrics. It's this song. Oh, I love
another
this song.
Lana Del Rey.
And it's another. Damn, why you gotta say it like that? But it's called California.
Yeah.
And it says, you're scared to win, you're scared to lose. I've heard the war was over if you really choose. Mm-hmm. The one in and around you. Mm-hmm. You hate the heat, you got the blues, changing like the weather, oh, that's so like you. And there's a lot in there. Because it says, I know I'm about to hit 40, but I'll go really quick. I like this one because it says that, like, the war is over if you really choose. Like, it's saying, like, it's up to you if you're going to stop being, like, mentally fucked up.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, the war in and out of you. So it's, like, the war that's inside of you and, like, the war, like, that you deal with people. Yeah. I like that. And it literally says changing, like, the weather that's all like you. It's, like, you're bipolar as fuck. That's literally what it's saying. Like, you're bipolar.
Can you imagine being bipolar?
Who?
Can you just imagine, like, being bipolar?
Well, my sister said I'm bipolar.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, you don't see
how spreading her business?
No, that's not bad.
No, she doesn't care.
Well, I don't know. She didn't even listen to our podcast.
Watch her be like, I listened to this one episode.
Nah, she won't, dude. She won't. She doesn't care.
So, it's another Beatles song. It's Yesterday.
Okay.
You listen to it?
No.
No?
The only Beatles? The Beatles, the only one I heard, the only song I know about the Beatles is like Yellow Submarine.
I don't like that song.
That's the only, it's like Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, Submarine.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird. So, this is another song from the Beatles, Yesterday. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Oh, wow. I think people are going to hate this podcast. I think people are going to hate this episode.
They're going to be like, they're not saying anything of substance.
I really don't think they're going to vote with it, but it's okay.
It's okay.
It's what we want. And it's our podcast. We're not here to please you. We're here to please
us. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, go ahead.
But what's it called? Yeah, I just like it because it's another song. Serotonin.
Okay.
It makes me feel good. And it's not even like a hype song either. Like the other song was Little B.
Okay.
Like they're both just slow songs.
The ballads.
Ballads, okay. Guitar, everything. I'm just like if I ever get tired of listening to rap music, I just listen to the Beatles. Because they just have so many good songs that just keep you... mellow. And this is one of those songs that I'm just like, boop, I feel good again.
Nice. Yeah. You know why I don't like the Beatles?
Why?
Because they have more number ones than Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
They have 20.
Doesn't Mariah have like 19?
19. Yeah. And I really thought she was going to have 20 with her new song with Lotto.
I'm being honest, Mariah Carey ain't all that anymore, man.
She is. I'm not even going to get into it. No. No. My three artists used to be, no matter, since 2016, Ariana Grande, Lana, Miley. Now it's Mariah, Lana, and Miley.
Damn, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. My voice is...
God damn. Okay, so I did this one already. We're almost done, y'all.
They're going to be like, damn,
oh my 20 God, minutes. God, damn, y'all depressed. Okay, I love you. Okay, I did that one. Okay. Should I just say my last two? You're done. Was that your last
one?
Yeah,
I'm done.
Okay, I have two more. Oh, no, actually, I have one more.
Yeah, I just have one.
Nice. Okay, so this is called The Greatest.
Yeah.
And this song, me and Monse, dude, we scream this song, like, when we're together.
Yeah.
It says, the culture is lit, and if this is it, I had a ball. Mm. I guess that I'm burned out after all. I'm wasted. Don't leave. I just need a wake-up call. I'm facing the greatest loss of them all. Do you see what I mean? That she begs people to stay. Like, it literally says, like, do not leave me. I just need a wake-up call. Like, I know I'm wasted. I know I'm fucked up.
Dang.
But just don't leave. Just give me a wake-up call.
I was trying to get some fun facts about Lana Del Rey, and all I found were, like, her being addicted to drugs.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's a lot.
Should we do trivia?
Yeah.
Okay, but
let's go.
Should we just... Might as well. Fuck
yeah, who cares? Yeah, who cares? It's already 41 minutes.
So. Yeah, might as well.
It's time it's for...
Not, it's not like I haven't been home, right?
Exactly. It's time for trivia, guys.
So, if you made it this far, because a lot of people probably...
They're going to be like, what the heck?
They're probably going to leave, like, first...
I know. The minute they get, they're like,
I'm like, this too much, yeah. But you know what? It was a good episode. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So, okay. Is Miley Ray Cyrus her real name?
No, or Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Yeah. It was a trick question.
I love her.
It was a trick question, though. Her real legal name is Miley Cyrus now.
Oh, but...
It used to be. Ah, got you.
No,
because... That's crazy, though, huh?
Yeah, her name used to be Destiny Hope Cyrus, which I think is beautiful. I don't know why she never switched it.
No, it's legally changed.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Well, Destiny Hope Cyrus was her pre.
It was her birth name.
Her birth name.
Yeah, and they changed it in like 2008. That's what I. Really? That's what I saw.
Well, I love her out name.
Yeah. But okay. And okay, you just got like two of my questions already. Okay. Do you know why her name is Miley though?
Yes. Because they used to call her Smiley Miley. Yeah. And then she was like, Smiley Miley. She's like, that's cute. So she took off the... She arranged it to be Miley.
Why does she have Ray in her name?
Ray?
Yeah.
Well, her dad is Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. But she had a grandfather that also had the name. And that's where she got it from.
Got it.
Because it's the nickname.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I partially got that right.
Yeah, you partially got it right. Okay. Are you ready for this one? Has Miley Cyrus ever appeared in a Marvel movie?
In a Marvel movie?
Yeah.
No. But she did.
She has.
No. I know she appeared in The Hunger Games, but not Marvel.
Yeah, she has.
Which one?
If you had to guess, which one would it be?
I don't know. Is it one of the most recent ones?
Yeah. It came out like probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, it is that one.
Really?
Yeah, she has a cameo. So in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, she's like a robot, and she makes like a little cameo. She comes in with like Silver Stallone and other famous actors and like little cameos.
I really didn't like that.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good. Yeah.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the jokes. That's one of the biggest things. That's one of my biggest issues with Marvel. Mm. The jokes sometimes are forced.
Yeah.
Like Deadpool 2, the jokes. I didn't like the jokes.
I remember when we first watched the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
We were in the movie theaters.
That was a fun one. I liked it. Yeah, like it was just good vibes everywhere.
Oh, with Diana, Bernice.
Yeah. It sucked though because we had like the shittiest seats.
Yeah, we were like this.
We were legit in the front row and like we had to like bend our necks back all the way back just to look at the full screen.
Yeah. We were in middle school.
Yeah. God, like 8th grade. And then we went to Hooters after.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Got some wings.
Oh, next. Next question.
Flashbacks. Okay.
You got more?
Yeah, I have one from Lana Del Rey. Are you ready?
Maybe.
She shares the same tattoo, Paradise, on her left hand with another famous musician. Who is that musician?
Oh, I don't know. My guess would either be A$AP Rocky or Marina.
It's none of those.
Who is it?
It's Adele.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Adele, like, she didn't even know that she had it before her.
Did Adele get it because of Lana?
No, she didn't even know.
Oh, she just had Paradise.
Yeah, it was just a coincidence.
Oh, wow.
Because she got it for her... Adele got it for her son.
Mm.
And that's what she got the tattoo for.
Her son's name is Paradise?
I don't know.
That's a cute name.
I don't know, honestly.
That's a cute name.
Can we talk about this name? Adonis, okay?
It's cute. I genuinely like it.
You like it?
Oh, genuinely, okay. I think it's super cute. And it's different.
Okay, let me bring it up, guys. So...
You got a minute. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
No,
I'm joking.
But Elaine asked me, like, what name would I want to name my son? And I was like, you know what? I want, like, a different name. I don't want, like, I want a unique name that nobody's really used. And I remember I watched Creed. And
Creed is such a good name.
And I think his the main character in that movie, his name is Adonis.
Okay.
And I thought it was just a badass name. I'm like, Adonis?
Adonis, that's cute.
It's, like, dominant. Like, he's just badass.
That
I
is
like
cute.
It.
I like it.
Yeah.
I was so upset with that. Like, yo, guys, like, at 10... They sent me this message about that name.
Yeah.
Elaine's like, do you like this name? Uh-huh. And I was like, I like it. And she's like, why are you lying? I was like,
it's because the way he said it, guys, it did feel kind of off. Like, it wasn't genuine.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what y'all wanted me to say. But I was like, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
And then they were like, no, you're lying. And I was like, okay, I'm lying. Like, what?
I don't know. That's what I thought.
I was just flabbergasted.
And then it would be dope because you could nickname him AD.
Ad. Cute.
No, AD.
AD's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. Yeah, I like that. Do you have any more Lana Del Rey trivia?
No, that's it. You knocked out one of my...
So how many did I get wrong? I got two wrong.
You got two wrong.
The Lana Del Rey tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Marvel movie?
The Marvel one.
Yeah. But at least you guessed the Marvel movie, right? I wasn't expecting you to get it right.
I know, that's true. I guessed.
Yeah, that was good. Why'd you think that, though?
I was calculating how far back...
how far back it was?
I just love Miley and Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
Like, they're just... the reason why is just they really helped me.
Yeah.
2013, Miley Cyrus really helped me out a lot when bangers. I was like, when I was, yeah, bangers. That, yeah, exactly. That's literally the album.
Yeah, that's why I
bangers.
Said it.
And it has bangers. And I went, that was my first concert ever.
Oh, that was your first concert?
First concert ever. It was when I was coming to my terms with my sexuality. So it's like, it really, really helped. Mm. Lana Del Rey has always been there. But 2019, Norman fucking Rockwell, I was in the trenches that year. That year was with S.
Uh-huh.
It was a mess. Like that year, and if it wasn't for that album, I would be really bad.
What's it called? I do have one more for you then, because I remember this part.
Okay.
When did Miley Cyrus come out to her? Whatever.
When
did Miley Cyrus come out to her mom about her sexuality?
Oh, she's come out a couple of times. Recently, she came out as pansexual.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. She came out as pansexual.
That was recent.
To her mom.
Yeah.
But it wasn't recent.
Really?
Yeah.
I know she came out. It was when she was still Hannah Montana.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know what year, but I know it was when it was Hannah Montana.
She was 13 when she came out to her mom.
See, I know so many facts about her. I just don't know specific, like, doom, doom, doom. But
At least you got the pansexual part, right?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, I love Miley. Yeah. Like, yeah, I love this. Her dog's name was Floyd. He died in 2013.
Oh, yeah.
She was a mess in that time because she was heartbroken.
Yeah, and then I remember that Miley Cyrus... She was in the California fires or whatever.
Yes, Malibu.
She had like six dogs in her house or something.
Her pigs, her animals. Yeah. She said she had to get them, evacuate them.
And Liam Hemsworth's brother. I forget. Mm-hmm.
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah. Liam Hemsworth. Wait, which one's the one she was dating?
Liam.
Okay, Liam. Liam saved all the animals or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Miley was like, I'm going to fuck you so good when I get home. Something like that, right?
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
I didn't hear that. But she was also in the show Netflix, Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah, she was.
And she did so good.
It's like a Miley Cyrus at the end.
I love her. We didn't have a Miley Cyrus podcast. I love her.
It's going to be all about you talking about her.
This is a good podcast. I enjoyed it. I feel like we started out really strong, and then we just got really, just serious, but like... Yeah. Talking about our, because it gets the audience to know us a little more. Like, even though it wasn't like a kiki haha moment, like, y'all know a little more about us now.
Yeah, now you guys know I listen to rock bands.
And now
you know what? Guess my four favorite rock bands. I already mentioned like two of them.
The Beatles.
Uh huh.
Pink Floyd.
Uh huh.
Imagine Dragons.
No.
I know.
You didn't mention another one.
The Beatles. Blink.
No. You just said it, and I said that's one of my favorites.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody. What's the
Queen.
Name? Queen.
Queen. One more.
Give me the first letter.
R.
Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Nice. Damn, you got that good.
Rolling Stone. I didn't know that was a band.
Yeah, they're a rock
band. Is Paramore a band?
Yeah, they are.
Are they still a band?
Yeah, I think they still are.
She's the one that sings
the song that sounds kind of similar to Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia Rodrigo.
No.
Yeah.
Got it.
What? They were good.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. We reached 50 minutes, guys.
Guys, I'm tired. I'm gonna go home. Dude, my legs hurt. I'm gonna go home and just knock out.
Shout out to everybody that's listening to us. Follow us on TikTok. We're trying to get to 1,000 by, I don't know, in the next 2 months.
I think we possible. Can do it. Yeah, it's possible.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel, Gay Guy Straight Guy Podcast. That's the TikTok. Same name as TikTok.
Yeah.
And then listen to us on any platform, anything you want. And I think that's it. Oh, leave us a review, and then we'll read it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to talk about one of the reviews.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, someone talked about it. Let's see.
Also, we're doing a giveaway soon.
Soon.
Soon. Soon. Super soon. If I don't cancel. Okay.
Hey, we get canceled because we're too cute?
Nah, Elaine ain't subbing for me no more. We should have my sister on the podcast. That'd be cool.
That would be cool to interview.
Mm-hmm. So while Brian's doing that, let me talk about Miley Cyrus.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but for real, guys, y'all been popping off on TikTok, though. Like, seriously.
It won't let me go on.
What do you need? What do you
need to download it.
Do you think if I do this? Could you imagine?
Imagine it just cancels everything? All right. Hopefully, you guys are still listening to us. Hopefully.
Oh, it's a review on there?
Yeah.
My home, because I left the review.
You did? Hold on.
Wait, which one?
There it is.
I want to read it.
Go ahead.
Should I read it? Who is it from?
Yeah.
This is from movie_fan1989. Cool. And this was April 3rd. Fun show. If you are looking for a unique podcast with energetic hosts, check this one out. They really seem like old friends having fun, and it's contagious. High recommendation. I'm actually going to screenshot that.
Shout out to y'all.
No, that was amazing. That's cute.
Oh, there's another one. Yeah.
My man.
Let's see.
Okay, I'll read it. What do you want to?
No, you can read it.
English major. Okay, this is April 2nd. Rose Z, the Haitian mama. Okay,
Haitian mama.
Haitian mama. Love that. Love this podcast. I'm a first-time listener, and so far, this is a great podcast. I love how the hosts are so knowledgeable. We really are. Look, honestly. Okay, hold on. Knowledgeable about the topic and keep the flow going. Keep it up, guys. Honestly, I do pride myself on us knowing the knowledge.
Yeah.
And being very respectful and everything.
Yeah, we always try to, like, read into stuff. We never try to be too biased. Like, we try to look at both sides.
We try to see both sides.
Yeah.
Like, even with the transgender, comment. And, like, you always have your notes.
Yeah, I talked about, like, my side and, like, what I thought. Because sometimes I am biased.
And I call you out on it.
Yeah, and, like, I do need to listen to Sebastian's opinion. And that's when I'm like, oh, yeah, like, that's understandable.
And we didn't write those. We didn't write those.
That
wasn't us, y'all.
No, we do have a couple that we wrote ourselves.
But not those two. Not those two. But we love y'all.
Shout out to y'all. We really appreciate it. Shout out to the people that give us 5 stars. More people that do it, we'll read it on the podcast.
And if you don't like this podcast, comment. Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn, I'm dying.
I know, at the end.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.